This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zins, Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All righty. Welcome back. The hardcore are back. I mean, this is the wrap up. This is the seventh round. Now, although, as you all know, the beauty of being a Dolphins fan, it's kind of like we're turning the corner in the Dolphins in many ways that, oh, by the way, please tell me that the sound, before I go on my train of thought here, please tell me sound, everything's kosher, we're all good, A-OK, excellent, we got it, make sure, I need to know, okay, so, you know, one of the things, and we'll get to the draft picks. I threw out some feelers, and we'll see what goes on. And one of the things that I think has been happening, and I know it's hard for a certain section of our fans that are just negative all the time, and they're just been stained from everything that's gone on in the past. But I don't believe that. I believe we have a really good front office. I think we have one of the best offensive minds. The guy has to grow up a lot. I love the talent on this team. I think we're headed in the right direction finally, okay? To be quite honest, I've said this many, 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 many times when over the years, for the last 20 years before that, I never thought they were headed in the right direction. So, and part of heading in the right direction is one of the things that's happened to them over the last few years now is that after the draft, we now are super excited. Because, like, okay, who's going to be the next Kader Kohu and all that kind of stuff and Brooks and all these other guys that, you know, you find after the draft or you find late or something like that. And so they have had that thing of being able to find people late and they're adding. It's like, who's Sealer? Oh, they added him from a practice squad. Okay, here we go. And the guy becomes like, whoa, what the hell is this? You know, so we've had that happened to us a couple of times. You know, Robert Jones came off the street and has helped this team out. You've been able to find guys, Kendall Lamb, which is not a young guy and an undrafted, but a veteran, but all kinds of stuff like that they've hit us with. So we're going to have all those extras now, the undrafted guys, the guys who steal off of somebody's roster, the veteran that has not worked out somewhere else, Isaiah Wynn, Kendall Lamb, come here, play better. The young guy that was overlooked, you're able to bring him in, and all of a sudden he's helping you out. You're going, hey, man, who's this Julian Hill kid? Okay, maybe he can help us out, you know, that kind of stuff. So now we're going to look for that. And that's very what? That's very Heat-like. It's very Heat-like that you're now unearthing talent that you don't necessarily draft, but you find somewhere else. You're mining it. Somewhere else. I don't have my Bitcoin hat here, but you're mining it somewhere else, right? So you're doing that part that I think it shows that you're kind of growing and you're turning the corner. And then the other one that I'd like to mention to people where I think the Dolphins are also turning the corner, you know, it took a few years. Hockey's not as important to people, but when Viola and Sifu took over, it's been almost, you know, like a 10-year process. They took over. They re-signed their core guys. Then they figured out they had the wrong GM. They had to fire him. They had a Hall of Fame GM that was here because he did Hall of Fame work in Chicago. But his time had passed, so you had to make the change, and you brought in Bill Zito. And then you've gone and traded for Bob, and you traded for Tkachuk and all this other stuff. And you now have made the playoffs 5 straight years. And you've gone deeper and deeper, and now you've become more of a standout team in the NHL. Now you're way more respected. People are looking at you, and they're going, okay, this is a little different team. Look, they were down 3-0, and it's 4-3 right now with 52 seconds left in the second. Cojones. The Panthers have balls and big, giant pair of brass ones. But did they have those balls 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when they were a finesse team getting slapped around and they were figuring things out? And so was the GM and all that stuff, and everything has kind of turned the corner. It takes some time to turn a culture around that hasn't been working for a while. And so now I'm watching the Dolphins able to unearth talent, do a good job in the draft, do a good job away from the draft. I'm watching them now make the playoffs 2 years in a row, which is something I think we determined that already. We figured out it hadn't happened since 2000, 2001. Think about that. It's 20 years since the Dolphins made back-to-back playoffs. So just and these are two injury-riddled teams that made the playoffs at the end of the year. Look out if this team actually stays healthy. Okay? New hat, by the way. New hat for, you know, we did four shows. We whipped out four hats. All right? You know, you got to have the props. You know what I'm saying? So if this right here stays healthy at the end of the year, shit's going to change for the better. Because shit is changing for the better. It's just you refuse to see that because you are suffering for 25, 30 years. And that's why you refuse to see that they're actually turning the corner and building a foundation and all of that. It's kind of like watching McDaniel. Okay. At the beginning, when you're here your first year or 2 years ago, Jeff Wilson was a good guy to have on your team. He's serviceable, get you done. Now that your offense has evolved and you know what you want to do, you're like, well, wait a minute, dude. Achan and Mostert got a little banged up at the end of the year. And then when I wanted to run my offense, I didn't have weapons like this. Because if I go to Jeff Wilson, he can't do that. If I go to Chris Brooks, he's a baby. He just got in the league, and he's really not that kind of player either. What am I going to do? Oh, I got it. I'm going to draft Jalen Wright now. Because my offense has evolved, and I realize that the workload is too much for two guys. Okay, let me get a third guy that's just like him. Because as it evolves, you start to develop your team. And you start to develop your offense, and you start to develop the kind of players that you need and all of those kind of things. Okay. So whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, listen, whatever, man, I think they're evolving. All right. So they took Taj Washington, wide receiver out of USC. He had his best season this year, 1,062 yards, 8 touchdowns. Let me see if I have any reviews from my guys chiming in. Hold on a second. I want to read the overall assessment that they have here on when you go to the ESPN draft board and you hit his name. Where are we at? Ooh, I'm sorry. My bad. I had the sixth round up. That's not good. That doesn't really get me what I need. Here it is. Taj Washington. Here we go. Washington, a small receiver, with a burst and change of direction skills to get open quickly. When he gets a two-way go working out of the slot, he settles into, they really wanted to settle that slot position this year. They're not screwing around. He settles into pockets, working against zone coverages, looks and uncovers the initial play breaks down. He's an instinctive open field runner who makes defenders miss, accelerates to his top speed quickly, and led the Pac-12 in yards per catch last season. Washington takes hits to make plays over the middle, fights for yards after the catch, and shows good effort as a blocker, which is one of the things they like. They like their, and let me tell you, Braylon Sanders and all these guys that have been like freeloading, their change is a coming. Let me see if I have any response from the folks out there. One says no, has nothing. Another guy, tough, physical, lacks top separation speed, but different than what they currently have, will be a special teams coverage player as well. So Gunner, because obviously if he's a willing blocker, he's got a little toughness to him. So you're going to have him as a gunner, a flyer, that kind of stuff. Another guy, good little player, didn't run as well as expected. Probably why he ended up in the seventh round. Okay. If more comes in, which I sent out a few more, I'll send them. And as they come in over the next couple of days, because some of these guys don't answer me sometimes for 2 days. Sometimes they don't answer me for 9 hours. You know, sometimes they answer me in 9 minutes, like right now, you know, because I just sent this out a little bit ago. Sometimes they'll answer me right away, or sometimes it'll take a while, and, you know, and I'll gather a little bit more information on the entire draft, and we'll find out. Connor Williams still possible to come back, Big O? Yeah, I think so, very much, because it was a super serious injury. Apparently, it's really bad. That means there's not going to be much of a market for him. Now, how bad is it? Is it worth taking a gamble on? That's the part. That's a question that you and I, we can't really answer it, because we really don't have all the information. We don't know how bad it is. Dude, what about if he had an injury so bad that he lost 75% of his cartilage? Then now, is it even worth doing it? An older player like that, then he's going to be arthritic as hell? No, probably not. See what I'm saying? So I don't know what the information is. And that's the thing. None of us really know. But apparently, when his agent says, well, he won't be signing anytime soon, this will take a long time, then there's something really wrong with Connor Williams. So I don't know how bad it is. So I'd be talking out of my ass to say, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's give him the money. Let's go sign him any deal, minimum, whatever. What about if he's useless at this point? What about if the poor guy suffered a career-ending type injury? I don't know. I already gave the grade. I'm going A minus. Only because they didn't have a third rounder, but I love what they did. These guys make a lot of sense. Big O, we got like 10 Jalens on the team. Yeah, spelled differently too. Yeah. What do you think about the picks for Miami? You like what you saw? Yeah, I do. I think so. I think so. Listen, once we get past to the fifth round and on, you're throwing darts there. So Muhammad Kamara looks like a very interesting prospect in the fifth round at that point. So I understand. And then they want more playmakers out there besides the two guys they have. And because one guy's kind of unreliable, they got more playmakers. And I'm talking about Tyreek, because they don't know what the hell he's going to do off the field. Let's see. Oh, my God. We're going to win the Super Bowl with this offseason. Oh, easily. They already won the Super Bowl for the next 5 years. Hear me out, Big O. You're the beast, man. Thank goodness. I appreciate you, Marcus. Thank you very much. Very kind. Very kind. Leonard Williams in free agency? We'll see. We'll see. The money now gets freed up in June because X's money gets on the table. So that's going to help out. Johnny D was the first guy in. He was speed, and more speed, Big O. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ty Crook was, let's go. I like what we've done so far. Time for the cherry on top. The Odell Beckham thing will be interesting if they're still going in that direction. They probably didn't offer him a lot of money, so they might be willing to do it. But that receiver room is getting crowded because it looks to me like they've added some guys that they would like to see. They're taking some chances, because if you spend a sixth and a seventh rounder on a receiver, you're kind of telling me you're trying to add a little some extra to the offense, and you're trying to find something. And because he's such a offensive nut, and I'm talking about McDaniel, he must see something he loves in these guys and how he can do stuff in the offense. Here's something that I don't like out of his philosophy. Outside of the tight end, I would like for you to find me a taller receiver that can run. And I'd like for you to make the life easier for your quarterback, especially when you don't have a 6'5 quarterback. That's the one thing that I think this offense lacks, is bigger targets. I'm glad they got Jonnu Smith, But if there's something that I would like as a bigger target, is a wide receiver. Excuse me. So that's something that if you want me to, you want me to nitpick about something that I don't like, there's something there. Yeah, the Patrick Paul guy is impressive. You can listen to the show for the second round pick. And we've got, remember, we've got five shows up now. One for Chop Robinson, one for Patrick Paul, one for Jalen Wright, one for Muhammad Kamara, one for Washington and McMorris, and now this one for Taj Washington. Okay? So check it out. You can gather all the kinds of different information. The earlier shows, I think yesterday there was a good part of the segment that really enlightens fans and educates fans on things that have happened with the Dolphins over the years, where you get the whole story, actually, about what really went on and what's going on with players from Tyndall now all the way back, and how you really have to kind of look at the bigger picture. I thought that was a segment that really could help a lot of Dolphin fans out who are kind of short-sighted and are quick to kind of say something that maybe doesn't really have all the facts, you know, with it at times. So a couple of those. Thank you. Thank you for the love on the cap, Shang too. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. On obvious passing downs, Miami can rush four DEs. Yes, sir. I talked about it 2 days ago with Chop, that Chop and Jalen Phillips can play inside, and you can actually have on the outside Shaq and Chubb. You can play all four. Of course, you can play Sealer inside with the guys, right? And Sealer gets he got 10 sacks last year, right? So he can, you can consider him a pass rusher also. But you literally can play all four of your pass rushers. And by the way, the other thing, because I tweeted it out with Patrick Paul, I thought maybe there'd be some playing guard, you know, early on the first year, because you have Lamb and you have Dion backing up the two guys that you have starting. So maybe you use him a little bit at guard, but from what I'm hearing in the building, he's straight up tackle, dude. I guess he's too big to play guard. He's too mammoth. So they're not gonna use him or try him at guard at all. I figured they would try him a little bit for this year to kind of get by and see if he's got versatility. Maybe they will. I don't know. But no. Now, the other thing I did think of with Paul, you could go jumbo. So Dion, Lamb, or Paul, whichever one they think is better in a run situation. If our coach would like to stick more with the run at times than he should, more than he should, and maybe he wants a power running game at times, now that he's got a lot of tackles, you know, on the roster, he can groom one of them to be kind of that sixth guy and go in there and, you know, and get some tough yardage. So that could happen with Paul. That could happen with Dion. That could happen with Kendall Lamb, of course. Okay. Let's see. Big O, are you watching the Bon Jovi documentary? I may watch it. I may watch it. I may watch it. I'm not watching it right now, but, you know, that's all on demand, like we are, you know. So we hope you go back to watch all of our other shows from the weekend. Lots of view time, which is very advantageous for us. View time, view time, view time. And DJ Gallagher, donations, very advantageous to us. Thank you. DJ, thank you. Learn from Big O that we're actively replacing Tyreek with new talent in draft. We went deep speed in draft to back up the speed dimension of offense. OBJ is in, is on the out. Wilkins, depart, not bad. Not that bad. Nah. No, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They'll overcome the Wilkins loss. And they got better everywhere else. So I am super, super pumped up about that. And remember, you can always make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show, Cash App, or Venmo. And you can send your questions, comments, complaints, and you can make a Bitcoin donation, which, of course, as you all know, that's my favorite donation. We become friends for life there. because you're making a donation that is perpetual. I'm loving the idea of having lots of rotation for the DL. Keep them fresh. Yeah. As you go on, you're building more of a rotation for your pass rushers, more of a rotation for your tackles, more of a rotation for your running backs, more of a rotation for your wide receivers. That's kind of the idea, right? Now you're deeper at linebacker. Now you're deeper at wide receiver, deeper at running back, and a lot more of the same that you need. Like you see the guys they drafted, kind of the same type of functions, speed, quickness, get open quickly, toughness, blocking, all those kind of things. So they're looking for certain characteristics. What was missing in this offense for 2 years was a playmaking tight end, which you added in Jonnu Smith. If you take the macro look of it and start looking at everything that they're doing, they've done a terrific job of rebuilding this roster. And anybody tells you that they're trying to take a step back or no, they're this is going to be a better team by the end of the year if they're healthier. Easily, they'll be a better team by the end of the year if they're healthier. It's just a little luck, please. That's all. Just a little luck. Just, you know, enough of the bullshit already with all the injuries by the end of the year. That's what we got to end. Let's see. Maybe get a third and one with Jumbo. Yeah, exactly. Wilkins' depart is huge, dude. We still haven't replaced him. Yeah, you're not going to replace everything, Oscar. That's just the way it goes. And you got to overcome it. And then you got to develop it. And you got to hope that you found a diamond in the rough in Tart, you know, that can do the job 50, 75% of what Wilkins did. And then you hope the other rotational players can kind of fill in. That's just kind of the way that's Weaver's job now. But now he has more pass rushers. If Chubb and Phillips stay healthy by the end of the year with the other guys, now you have more pass rushers. Because adding the Muhammad Kamara guy to go along with, because Chop will replace AVG, but then you add a Muhammad Kamara, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start giving yourself a little bit more flexibility. If you really start looking at it, it's not that bad, dude. You know, it's actually a pretty good situation that they're in right now. What else do we have here? All these guys got talent, coaching, scheme fit, and work ethic. It's just as important. I agree. I was hoping Brendan Rice slipped to us in the seventh. If Connor Williams can play low hanging, well, that's all you're going it's really Chris Greer's thing that he's going to play low hanging fruit with a lot of them. Who squeezed out that stinking fart, says Blazy. Apparently right now he is somewhere where it's stanky. That's what we're being told right now. Okay. My guys have not, but then again, it's a seventh round pick and they're tired. And I can see like, oh, you've busted my balls enough throughout the day here. I got a lot of shit going on, you know? So, they'll tell me stuff that goes on as the night goes on and as the week goes on, and we'll get a little more. And we'll now be able to recap on Monday and Tuesday the undrafted players, because that will now trickle in, as they say. Now you got to focus on the Heat and the Panthers. I'm going to focus on Social Distortion because I got to get the hell out of here. Go see Social Distortion. So it is what it is. By the way, 4-3 Lightning, the beginning of the third period right now. Celtics are pounding the shit out of the Heat at halftime, 63-39. The Marlins lost to the Washington Nationals. What a surprise there, 11-4. And then Inter Miami is taking on the worst team in the conference. Miami is the best team in the conference at 7:30. So easy 3 points. You better get those 3 points. Don't give anything on the road to that team, please. All right. So I hope that you guys are somewhat satisfied with the draft. I don't know. I'm satisfied with the draft. I'm satisfied with free agency. I look forward to this next phase of undrafted free agency and then whatever is left. Tua's contract is coming up. We're going to have some mini camps coming up to have some fun. We'll talk about that. Not that anything really important goes on there. What's most important is that everybody walks away healthy. That's the most important thing. But then we got training camp, and we got ourselves an exciting NFL season coming up. I am absolutely jacked. Nobody knows anything about Ezukama Rojas. It's an injury. They don't talk about it. And especially with the HIPAA thing nowadays, they really try to stay away. Put it this way. I don't really push that much about injuries because there's a respect level to that. And some people might be willing to talk about it, and some people may not be willing to talk about it. And in the NFL, they really don't want to talk about it because they feel like it's this secrecy thing. So I respect it. It's kind of like what I tell you people. Like I hated this whole thing that went on with the princess. What's her name? I forgot. The one that's kind of cute, that she just had cancer. Whatever. Or that general from a couple months ago, one of our generals, and everybody's poking and prodding, got to know what their health situation is. And that's a load of shit, dude. You know, not everybody wants to talk about their health issues. I openly talk about mine, but that's my choice. We should respect others. And I kind of do that now with the whole injury. I've done that now for a while because I know how the whole HIPAA thing is. So why am I going to put a friend of mine or somebody, a source that I know, why am I going to put them in an uncomfortable situation for some bullshit? I'll find out whatever the injury is, whatever. This is what I'll tell you. Did they go get a big receiver? No. They didn't draft one. They didn't sign one. They didn't try. Nothing. So I don't know shit about the Ezukama situation, but I'm going to take a wild guess here and say he must be making some progress. Right? Must be making some progress because they did not address it whatsoever. So maybe he is doing something behind the scenes and they're like, now we like this kid. We're convinced that he's going to turn. I don't know. I have no idea, but I'm just going to guess on that sense. Just a little guess that I'm probably completely wrong. They didn't address it at all. That has to be, or maybe it could be a good sign for Ezukama that maybe he is making some progress, but they don't need to talk about it. There's no season going on. There's no deadline. There's no injury report coming out. There's no game coming up. So until September, they can stay vague with all of their injuries. And so that leaves us all in the dark right now. So that's what I would tell you about it. Let's see. I'm satisfied. Enjoy yourself tonight, Big O. Thank you, Michael. Fins up. Doesn't like the draft. He gave it a D minus. Dolphin 13 says, I remember Mickey D jumping up and down when they drafted A-Train. Okay. Cherry, Princess Kate. That's it. That's her. She's hot. Let's see. Do you think Shaquille O'Neal would make a good quarterback? Yeah, I think Shaq would be absolutely awesome if he lines up, drops back, and fires the football straight out of his ass.